Jekka News, you need to know now.
Joburg 20, Pretoria and Mafeking 19. As South Africa celebrates Women's Day today, more than 1,200 women law enforcement officers are marching from Tshwane House to the Union Buildings in Pretoria to honour the 69th anniversary of the historic 1956 Women's March against apartheid pass laws. This year's Women's Month theme, Building Resilient Economies for All, calls for greater female representation and leadership in the economy. The officers also demand more women in high-ranking positions within law enforcement to promote equality and empowerment. President Cyril Ramaphosa is meanwhile leading the national commemoration at the Nkuwankowa Stadium outside Tzaneen in Limpopo today.
Now, we the fathers, the grandfathers, and the uncles and the sons of our nation, we are also here to celebrate this day with you. We are here because we honor you. We are here as the men of our country to pay tribute to you.
The Joburg High Court has dismissed a legal bid to stop the ANC's 8th Ekurhuleni Regional Conference. The court ruled the applicants did not meet the requirements to hold the conference and ordered them to pay costs. This clears the way for the conference to continue as planned. It began yesterday with all political reports delivered and credentials adopted. ANC spokesperson Jongiziwe Dlabati.
We strongly believe that the judgment is a correct judgment, for we believe that the conference and the leadership that is presiding over the process has done almost everything to comply with the constitution as well as the guidelines. We've also argued that the RTT remains a legitimate structure that must deliver a properly constituted regional conference. So on behalf of the ANC in Ekurhuleni, we welcome the decision by the High Court.
Union Federation SAFTU says government leaders have failed to protect South Africa's sovereignty in the face of rising US pressure. This follows the 30% tariff hike imposed by the US on South African goods. SAFTU's Asiwe Diani says they are now calling for stronger trade ties with the global south and mass mobilization to resist foreign economic control.
South Africa is being targeted precisely because we have refused to abandon our principled stance on Palestine, including our decision to take Israel to the International Court of Justice. Let Trump and his local allies know we will not bow to threats, we will not retreat from Palestine, we will not exit BRICS, and we will not abandon our struggle for equal and just and sovereign South Africa.
And finally, in cricket news, the Proteas are gearing up for next year's T20 World Cup and start their preparation in earnest when they take on Australia in Darwin tomorrow in the first of three T20 internationals. After beating the Aussies in the final of the World Test Championship in June, Kagiso Rabada expects fierce competition down under.
The rivalry between Australia and South Africa has always been something to behold, you know. It's always some hard cricket being played, some good cricket, cricketers on display. Whenever we play Australia, it's always feel like they get the best out of us because, you know, they're sort of in our faces. And I guess we like that.
I'm Martine van der Walt Elers. Hoofnuus die uur, Suid-Afrika vier vandag Vrouedag en President Cyril Ramaphosa is die hoofspreker by die Nationale Herdenkings in Tzaneen.
Jacaranda FM Weekends be like. Number 20.
It is Alex Warren on Jacaranda FM, kicking off the top 20. It's called Ordinary. More music you love. My name is Danny Painter. This is the top 40.
The holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually. So if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my. Oh my, my love, I take one look.